Listen, asshole!
No, you listen, you little bitch. You hang up on me again, I'll gut you like a fish.
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
I didn't mean to startle you.
That's all right.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I'm not even gonna swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
Hello and welcome to
the Horror Movie Gang Podcast. Still shit.
I wonder if we'll ever get it right.
No, I kind of like hope we don't because it's funny.
One day, maybe.
Who knows?
How are you? It's been a couple of weeks.
I know. Yeah, I've been a busy bee. I'm now living in my new house.
Excellent.
I mean, it's a house full of boxes, but it is a house and I'm slowly getting there.
How's the horror room?
Oh, don't. It's the last thing to be done this weekend. So all my
the last thing.
I know. I don't. I've had this debate with my other half because obviously, to me, it's like the most important thing in the house. And to him, it's like, well, it's not necessary right now. We've got other more important things to do. And I'm like, just stop being such an adult, you boring twat. But this weekend on Saturday, we're going to go clear out his garage and bring it all in. And I get to arrange it and play with it.
Exciting stuff.
So excited. It's the only thing getting me through the week.
Brill.
Can't wait. I'll send photos. Don't worry.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Well, we've also got something in the mail this morning. The two of us got it at the same time.
We did. Not bad for somebody who's not meant to be spending money on horror stuff.
But this can be your first thing to go in the room.
Two, right?
So this is our monthly box.
BAM Horror Box.
The BAM Horror Box.
Yeah. I've been looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I think this was the Killer Clowns one, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm actually amazed it got to me because I did try and change my address on their website and I couldn't do it for love nor money. And I actually emailed them and they said, don't worry, we'll do it for you. And what they've actually done is merged the two addresses together.
Yeah.
So it's one giant address which could have gone to either place, but luckily it's found me today. So I'm really happy.
What you're saying is every month it's going to be a risk.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm going to probably have to ring them again.
Right. Have you opened the box?
I haven't. I've been really, really well behaved.
No, me neither.
Have you?
The only thing I've took off is the seal, but no, I've not opened
it. Yeah, I've done that because I'm clattering around with a knife for half an hour. We ain't got time for that.
No. Yeah. Right, let's open it up. So I think the themes this month were Killer Clowns.
Hereditary, I can remember that one.
Oh, can you? Well, that's good, because I can't remember anything else.
That's literally all I can remember. Is it magazine month?
Oh, bollocks.
No, isn't it?
Right, if there's anyone listening from back, I believe they did listen to our first podcast, because I sent them.
Look,
we don't like that.
I don't want a magazine. If I want a magazine, I'll go to the newsagent.
Yeah, I like props.
I want a prop. Props. I want a toy. What I'm all about. I don't want anything educational that I have to read.
And it's more expensive now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So, I noticed that, actually. I looked at my PayPal and I was like, what?
I want more stuff. I don't want a pissy magazine that I'll never read.
I don't want a magazine.
Right, it's open.
Let's go. What you got?
We have got the BAM paper.
Hey, BAM paper.
Move that all the way.
That's probably about 10 quid's worth. Right, I'm
joking. Yep. So the first thing I can see is the magazine.
Oh, I've just got a patch.
Oh, right.
You know, like bikers and things, they have patches on their jackets and things.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of them.
Okay.
And it just says BAM Horror. It's kind of cool. I don't know what I'd use it for, though.
Oh, yeah. I've got one here as well. Yeah, it was underneath the magazine.
Put it on my Chef Whites or something at work. I don't know. I don't know.
So I've picked up the magazine. Rue Morgue. Now, apparently it's really popular in America. It costs $12 in America.
How much is that in, like, English pounds?
It's about a tenner, isn't it?
That's a lot of money for a magazine.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, £2 tops for a mag, surely.
Yeah. And I was not impressed of for the first one. I mean, I'll open it up now.
I kind of skipped through the first one. I'll give this one a chance, you know.
It just seems like obscure horror films.
Yeah.
I don't want to label you, Emma, but me and you are pretty boring. We like Freddy, Jason, Michael, don't we?
I am. It's what we want. I want the big hitters. I want a whole... Yeah, just like all the classics.
I don't want to know what some obscure 80s film that no one's ever seen. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Okay.
I'll get stuff for that somehow. I don't know how, but there you go.
Toilet paper?
Could be. I mean, times are hard.
Exactly.
Times are hard. Oh, right. Okay. Should we take out the next one?
Let's do it.
This is normally the art print.
Oh, I love an art print, me.
Okay. Explain what you've got.
I have got a lovely, actually, Hereditary art print signed by the artist.
Who's the artist? Let's have a
Adam.
Look.
Oh, no, that's the Bandbox creator. Don't know.
Some fella. It's very good, though.
It's actually really good, and I am quite a big fan of this film. I think with this film, you either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
Where do you sit?
I loved it. The little girl's really creepy.
I mean, she sawed her own freaking head off with a piano wire. Hello? That's creepy as fuck.
You've got to have a screw loose, haven't you?
Yeah, it's not right, is it? Something wrong with her.
So, yeah, on the paper, it's all the cast, basically, isn't it?
I like it. It's good. Mine's kind of got like a coppery look to it. It's not exactly colour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. But I do love a good art print.
I don't think it's the rare one. It's out of 3,000. Is yours out of 3,000?
Oh, mine won't be rare. No. Mine out of? Hang on. Yeah, 3,000.
Yeah. Oh, we're not special this month.
We're not special, no. But that's really nice. But what do you do with your art prints?
I've only really kept one, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
The only one I liked was the Jason one from a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I really like that.
But all the rest are like in a folder.
See, I frame my sign stuff to put on my horror wall, but I just don't have room for both. But it's got to be the sign stuff that goes on the wall, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But which means this is the last one, isn't it? So it's got to be Killer Clowns, which is exciting.
It is. I love it.
Let's have a look. Yes, it is.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, I like that.
What's yours look like?
Mine is the actual poster. So it's a clown's hand and he's got the globe. He's got the world on his finger.
Ah, same as mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got the triple... Chiodo, is that how you say it?
Yeah, so brothers? They're the guys that made it, basically, aren't they?
They are. Cool. Lovely. I like that. That's going in a frame.
Can't complain.
My first Killer Clowns piece of merch. I have nothing yet.
No pins this month?
No, what is it with the pins? There's a little card here. Hang on.
Which basically says,
where's my pin? The pins are stuck. We have a rescue party out retrieving them. That's fair enough.
Yeah, so there you go. Well, I'll pull up a picture of that and put it on Twitter so you can all have a look.
Yeah, I'll whack that on Instagram as well. Yeah, I love it.
Are you still enjoying the box, Emma?
I am when it's not a magazine.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going with them. I am, but I'm not interested in the magazine. And I know that makes me sound really boring.
I am, but a month like that, you think, I've basically just paid £40 for an autograph, which I could have got for 30. Because there's nothing else in there that I want, really.
No. If there was a prop in there, I'd be all for it.
Yeah, exactly. So next month, I believe, is Seed of Chucky, A Nightmare on Elm Street. So it's some pretty big ones.
So what are you hoping for? I really want a Seed of Chucky auto.
Yeah, or a prop. I was thinking the art of... Is it the heart? The
heart of
the necklace? Yeah, that's
Jambola, right. Or whatever you call it. Yeah, that would be wicked.
An Elm Street autograph would always be
if they want to send me a life-size Chucky doll, that'd be fine.
Oh, yeah. I need one. Right.
Love it.
So in the week, there was a new trailer by Jordan Peele.
There was.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did. I got really excited about it because there's been a lot of... hype about it because it didn't really reveal a lot in the posters.
No, it was about... So basically in the trailer, like the posters, it was a cloud, wasn't it? It looked like...
Yeah.
Is it an alien movie? Is it a sci-fi movie?
So I've done a little bit of reading, a little bit digging around, and from what I see hinting in the trailer and what I'm reading, it is an alien invasion horror.
Yes.
I'm kind of all for that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's different. Are you a fan of Jordan Peele?
I kind of am. I mean, his film Get Out, I have seen it. Really remember a lot about it. I thought it was okay. I will watch it again. However, his film Us, big fan, loved it.
Yeah. Us was very good. I did like Get Out. I think Get Out was up for an Oscar, wasn't it? Which was rare for a horror film.
Yeah, true, true.
He also produced Candyman.
He did. I forgot about writer Candyman.
And, yeah, yeah.
And The Twilight Zone.
He did the opening episode, didn't he?
And that was a cracker.
So that was a remake of the plane episode and and the monkey on the wing, which I always think of The Simpsons. I don't know about you.
I remember that episode really, really well. But I love that, the original of that classic episode on the wing. It terrified me as a child, and I thought we did a real good remake of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Loved it.
So he's kind of turned into the brand new... the guy in horror, isn't he? He's the main guy at the moment.
He is. He's a big name, isn't he? I mean, I think you either love it or hate it. A lot of people think he's overhyped, but a lot of people think he is making classics.
Yeah, it's hit and miss, isn't it?
A little bit hit and miss.
He's produced a lot of films as well. There was one a couple of years ago about old people. Remember that one? The old people on the island. I forget what that was called. What was that called? Ah, it's gone. No, that wasn't Jordan Peele. I'm thinking of the other guy.
No, Shyamalama, yeah, whatever his name is. Yeah. I can't even remember his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Shyamalam? Is that right?
Shyamalama, yeah.
I don't know. Shyamalam. Yeah, I've still got to watch that, actually.
Oh, it's shit.
Is it shit? Still watch it.
See, I was about to have a go at him then for producing that, and he didn't actually make it.
Oh, you are cruel. But yeah, I think out of all of them, I loved Us. I thought it was really well made. It was quite clever. The actress in it was brilliant. Yeah, I enjoyed that one. It's creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
Really creepy.
So we'll be watching Nope then. So that is due out. Let me just have a quick look here.
Are you not prepped?
I haven't, but it's out in July. Is that right?
Oh, July. Quite a way off then.
Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah. Give us something to watch in July, won't it?
Absolutely.
Mm.
On the 22nd of July, 2022.
Yeah. 5 days before my birthday. Just going to put that out there.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, July. No, June. Ignore me. I'm being an idiot.
Did you just get your birthday month wrong?
Yeah, I'm getting old.
Okay. Shit, is that what happens?
This is what happens when you get old.
Oh, dear.
That's okay.
Right, should we start with our opening film, our new film that was out in 1979?
Yeah, it's kind of new in the grand scheme of things, isn't it?
What did you think of this one?
Yeah, I watched it this morning.
Love Phantasm.
Phantasm. I was going to let you say it first so that I didn't say it wrong.
Phantasm.
Phantasm. The delusion of a disordered mind. A phantom. A spirit. A ghost. For nearly four decades, it has been contained. But evil always has a way of breaking free.
Tommy's gone. It's hard to believe.
It was a good idea not to let your little brother come to the funeral.
Yeah, I don't like this place.
Something weird is going on up there.
The funeral is about to begin, sir.
Yeah, so it's about a group in a small town. I've become, well... they aren't alive anymore. They're all dying under strange circumstances.
Aren't they just?
Mike to investigate. So Mike's about 12. Is he about a 12-year-old boy, do you
reckon? Yeah, he's a cute little kid, isn't he? He's got to be about 12. And then you've got Jody, his big bro.
Yeah. So after discovering the tall man, the town's... So he's basically the undertaker, the funeral parlour guy. He's killing and reanimating the dead as misshapen zombies. Zombies, basically.
What a great storyline right there.
Yeah.
That's not going to pull you in. What is?
So Mike's trying to convince his brother Jody that this is happening. He's not having it. Can we just talk about Jody for a second?
Yes.
Now, I'm a straight man, but my God, what a good looking fella.
Isn't he hot? Apart from the hair, but it is very kind of like late 70s, early...
He's Harrison Ford, isn't he? He just reminded me of Harrison Ford.
Yeah, and he gets lucky in the graveyard, doesn't he?
He's all shit. So his mate, a local ice cream man, Reggie.
Reggie, I loved Reggie.
And they work together to try and lure out and kill the tall man.
Yeah.
While avoiding his minions and these strange little round whatever he throws these little round things
Harry
at
Potter
people,
snitch.
Doesn't he? Yeah, I think you described it as that. I think we got it in a bandbox.
We got it in a bandbox, and I remember we were recording our podcast at the time, and I literally went, "What is this? Harry? Have I got the wrong box? Have I got a Harry Potter box?" Because I didn't really know what it was.
No.
And you said, "No, this is fantasy."
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. After seeing the film, will you be displaying it?
Yes, God, yes.
Yeah, good stuff.
It needs to be a bit bigger. I think they were a bit small, weren't they?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so what did you think about Angus Scrimm as the tall man?
Oh, yeah, I thought he was really good. What a creepy character.
Yeah.
And I love, you know, I love the fact that he is kind of a normal man. He looks like a normal man you'd pass in the street.
Yeah. Well, I watched a programme about him the other day. Unfortunately, he's passed away now because he was quite an elder gentleman in these films, wasn't he? But he was like a charity guy. He was really, really nice. He was softly spoken. And he got to do all these horror films.
No, he was cracking.
The four sequels.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've not seen any of the sequels.
Have you not? Well, I think I'm not going to go into it yet, but the ending of this first film means I need to watch the next one.
Yeah, it sets it up beautifully, doesn't
it? Because I was literally like, what the fuck?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. So I love how it's an independent film, basically. It was made by a bunch of students. There's no money involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
All the actors are amateur. But it kind of works, doesn't it? It's got a nice feel to it.
It's got a nice 80s feel to it. I know it was like 1979. It was the year I was born. Yeah. Great year. But yeah, you get that nice 80s vibe to it, like the way they're dressed, the acting. I mean, it's 80s acting, isn't it? But I got sucked into it. I loved it.
Good. I mean, it made no sense whatsoever.
Oh, fuck no. No sense at all. And I'm so pleased. I went into this blind. I thought, I'm just going to watch it. Yeah. I didn't read the bio on it or what it was about. And I'm kind of pleased I didn't.
I like doing that sometimes.
Yeah.
Quite often in college, me and a friend used to always love the pictures.
Yes.
We used to always pick a film that we knew nothing about.
Oh, I think that's great fun.
And 9 times out of 10, it didn't work. It ended really badly. But every so often, you pick out a little gem, don't you?
Exactly. But if I'd have read that some town mortician is killing, reanimating the dead as zombie minions, I'd have probably been a bit like, so here we go. What a bloody crap show this is going to be. But no, I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I thought that the kid who played Mike, I don't know what it is about kids in 80s films. They tend to be great classics.
They're all likeable, aren't they?
They're all likeable. They've got wicked hair. They ride around on like BMX type bikes. They're having a great time.
It really doesn't work anymore.
No.
You often see a kids' film now, and they're all on the computer or the game, the phone, and they're just not likable, are they?
They just irritate you, don't they?
Kids in the 80s played all the board games and Abernes, and they were all likable.
Proper kids, like the Goonies, go out, have an adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were doing it right.
Yeah. But yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I did. I mean, it was bizarre. You know, one minute you've got like a wiggling finger in a box and then it turns into this like fly thing. Well, yeah, and it was kind of like comedic acting as they were trying to get it down the plug hole so they could like kill it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bizarre.
It was great, wasn't
it? Really bizarre. But it was funny.
There was a scene in the tall man's little place where he keeps all the bodies early on. An early scene. And a ball goes into his eye. Did you see that bit?
Yeah, that was a bit graphic.
Yeah, so then he fell over. Now, I don't know if you've heard this story. So he fell over, he died, and then he weed himself, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, did you not see the pool of wee on the floor?
See that.
Right, so there's a pool of wee on the floor. And for that scene alone, they really wanted to make it an X-rated film.
Yeah.
And not having it at the cinema.
It was like somebody...
And they had to fight for it, really. All because of wee. Now, forget about the blood and the gore and the sex.
How did I miss the good bit?
Oh, yeah. It's a good little scene.
But it was literally like somebody had chucked a tap into his head and turned it on. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's full on. That'll do the job.
Well, you can tell it's cheaply made, can't you? But yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I think, like, you get away with it in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Definitely. Yeah, so there's four sequels.
Yeah.
I think the last one was 2006. I may be wrong on that, but it's around that scene.
I've not seen any of them. I've not read anything about any of them, but I have a really, really bad feeling they're just going to get progressively worse.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Possibly. No, I haven't seen them, but from what I gather, it's got a lot of fans of this franchise, and they all seem to like all of them.
Well, from the first one, I can see why it's got a lot of fans, because I'm definitely going to watch them.
Yeah.
When I get a moment, I'm going to sit there and have a little marathon, because I really did enjoy the first one. It's got that nice kind of 80s vibe to it. I get sucked in straight away anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so it was made for a budget, was it 200,000 or something like that? And it grossed 22 million.
Oh, it's not done bad, is it?
It's not done bad at all, has it? Not done bad at all. Yeah, well done on that.
Yeah, well done.
Excellent. Right.
Yeah.
Should we score Phantasm?
Let's do it. Go on.
Okay. Do you know what? Perhaps I'm being generous, but I'm going 8.
Do you know what? That's really weird, because I was thinking 8 as well.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it. I think it is a classic, and I can see why it's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the acting's a little bit dodgy, and the special effects, they are what they are because it was done so long ago, and you kind of accept it, don't you?
Yeah, you do accept. I think our two films today, the acting is questionable in both, isn't it?
Exactly. And who doesn't love a film with zombie minions in it?
I love all the zombie minions. I've got all the box sets of the zombie minion films.
Love it.
Love them. Love them. Love them. Okay, yeah, so 8.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go an 8.
Lovely.
Fantastic.
Right, have you got any news this week?
Ooh, I do.
Okay, go on, you go first.
So I always go back to this, and I know I'm a little bit boring, but it's
don't
a big
go Halloween Kills again.
No, fuck, I'm not me. I'm not doing Halloween. What's the other one that I always talk about?
Emma's News, right, for our 50 odd episodes now. I think 35 of them have been Halloween Kills.
Yeah, it's because it's such a classic, great, and one of the best classic films ever made. But enough of that. Dead by Daylight.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I'm a big gamer. It's here, the new chapter, Sadako Rising, based on the cult Japanese horror Ringu, or as we know it, The Ring. She's here. She's out there. I mean, she's not live on all platforms yet, but I've watched her in play, and oh my God, she is freaking creepy. She's crawling out of wells. She's crawling out TVs. And you know that whole disjointed kind of clicky, awkward movement that they do in films? She's doing all that.
I would imagine that's terrifying being checked by that.
I'm going to have to uninstall the game. It's too much for me, I think. But no, seriously, it looks creepy as hell, and I can't wait to get it played.
So is there an update like every month? Is there brand new characters every month? How did they decide on this?
I think they bring them out about every like 3 months or something like this. Yeah. This one's going live on all platforms on the 8th of March. There is talk at the minute that what they really, really want to do is get some kind of Stephen King character involved. There was a bit of a rumour about that. That would be cool.
How good would it be if it was Pennywise?
I want Cujo.
Cujo?
Yeah, just a mad dog chasing you around the map.
Being chased by a dog.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it could be Pennywise or...
Pennywise would be cool because you'd see all the balloons floating up first.
Oh, it'd be so creepy. And they could have the sewers as the map. That'd be great.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But talking about gaming, obviously, Texas Chainsaw Massacre game.
Yeah.
Little bit of an update on that. They are... Okay. They're going on a different tangent. Instead of this whole 1v4 survivors thing, so there's going to be 3 killers chasing after 4 survivors.
Jesus Christ.
So they're getting his whole family involved on the action. So it won't just be Leatherface. It'll be, I don't know, his mum, dad, cousins, twice removed after you as well.
That's quite sweet, isn't it?
I know. It's going to be a family affair. So that's all stick together. To look forward to. No release date on that yet, but as soon as it's out there, I'm going to be installing it and taking a week off work.
Wow.
Mm.
Now, I've got a bit of news, but... Now that we're talking about computer games and gaming, did you see the Evil Dead game that's coming out?
I've heard a lot about it. And now, that is another one I'm excited about.
They've announced a special edition. Have you seen the special edition?
No.
Right, so this is going to be £200.
What? That's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, but you should see what's in it. There's a book.
Do you actually get a book?
A replica book that I think Trick or Treat Studios... So that's £100 worth already.
Oh, God,
plus the game.
What?
You get the soundtrack on vinyl.
Oh, God.
You get the T-shirt.
Stop it.
You get art cards. You get a collectible box. You get a steel case. You get all the different characters as add-ons. An art book. It's kind of worth it, isn't it?
Where do I sign up?
Exactly.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, you think, I don't know how much it'll cost to install the game just on its own.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it right.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I want that book. I know you've got it, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, you bastard.
But yeah, it's certainly worth it. There's some great. I love soundtracks as well. The soundtrack looks really good. I
do love a good vinyl.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Right, in terms of my news, it was just about the trailers this week. We had new trailers from Nope.
Yes.
And a remake of Drew Barrymore's Firestarter.
Yes, we did.
Well, not so much Drew Barrymore, but Stephen King.
Yeah, she's kind of a bit old for it now, isn't she?
Yeah. Did you see the trailer?
I did. I don't think there was anything shocking about it or that I didn't expect, but it does look good.
Looks interesting, doesn't it?
Looks very interesting.
Yeah, we'll be catching that. There's some good films out this year.
There's some cracking films out this year.
We started the year off with Scream. Obviously, next Friday coming up, it's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I can't wait.
Yeah, 2022 is looking good already.
Oh, yeah.
The only other bit of news that Courtney Cox has officially said she wants to do more Scream.
Yeah. Yes. Why not?
A sequel's already been signed up. I had that for my news last week, but we had no episode last week. Yeah, there's going to be Scream 6 already.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know where they're going to go with it. But
no,
it's a bit of a cash cow now, isn't it? It made so much money.
Yeah,
that's probably, you know, they'd be crazy not to do another one, I suppose.
Absolutely.
But...
Well, they've introduced all them brand new characters now, aren't they? So
yeah, exactly.
I mean, there are a lot of people who are unhappy that David Arquette died.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was sad.
There's a petition, I think I saw this week.
What? Really?
Yeah. So there's a theory that he's not actually dead. And
for fuck's sake.
I'm sure we saw the body bag.
I think they're grasping at straws a little bit. He's dead. He's gone.
Come on, we need to move on. Imagine if it was Sydney. Imagine the backlash.
Oh, God. There'd be absolute uproar.
Oh, God, yeah.
I think he had to. He was such an unfortunate character. It had to happen eventually.
Yeah.
And... Yeah. Yeah, it will be sad not to see him in the next one. But, you know, there's always flashbacks.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he'll be making some sort of cameo.
Exactly.
Okay, A to Z of Horror Time.
Woo! Step up, get down. Come dance me down now. We're moving our body to the ABC. Dance me around. Dance far away. Now clap your hands. To the letter of the day. Clap, clap.
Right, okay. So A was for Ash, B was for, remind me?
Billy Loomis,
of course.
Billy Loomis.
C. Wow. Oh,
had to be.
Okay. So, it's in last place was Critters with 6%.
Okay.
Camp Crystal Lake was 18%.
Okay.
There's a theme here.
I'm at the bottom. That's me done.
Candyman, 23%. Yeah. And rightly so. You can't even argue with
it. I can't.
If you'd have picked it, Chucky, 53%.
I'm going to make a little confession to you.
Yeah.
So I voted for Chucky, even though I didn't pick him.
You've got him, haven't you?
I had to. I mean, I kind of knew you'd probably pick either Child's Play or Chucky.
Yeah.
And I think if you hadn't, I'd have whipped it in there. It has to be Chucky.
Yeah.
So
I think that's fair enough.
Well done, Chucky.
Excellent. Now, I'll let you go first this week. This was a harder letter.
Yeah.
Who have you picked for D?
I've got four
names wrote down here.
I've got three things wrote down because I found D a little bit tricky. My first one's quite monumental. It's huge. It encompasses such a massive percentage of horror that I'd be a freaking moron not to put this person or thing in. And that is Dracula.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, it has to be done. I was having a little read, actually, just out of interest. There have been over 200 films with various portrayals of Dracula in, starting in 1931 with the first one and going over the years. So, yeah, so based on the novel by Bram Stoker.
And why is it Christopher Lee?
I mean, yeah, All right, if it wasn't Christopher Lee, obviously it is Christopher Lee, I'd go Gary Oldman.
Oh, yeah, that was a great film, wasn't it?
He was a great Dracula. Apparently, Leslie Nielsen even played him at some point. I can't remember that.
He did. I remember it. It was Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Oh, I remember it now. Scan through who'd played all these people that played Dracula, and I saw his name, and I was like, I can't remember him at all. But yeah.
Yeah, he did.
What a great film. We'll have to do that one day, just for a laugh.
Yeah, most definitely.
So yes, Count Dracula.
Dracula. Okay. Now, for my first, have you seen The Omen?
You bastard. Yes.
Is that your next choice?
That is one of my other ones.
So obviously this is the little boy in The Omen, and right through to the trilogy, it is Damien.
Got to be done, hasn't it?
Yeah. Damien.
Yeah, son of Satan himself.
Yeah, we've still not covered these films, have we?
No, not yet.
Yeah, but yeah, I love all three as well.
I love them. Do you know what? I really liked the remake.
Yeah, it was okay, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. I think it was like 2006, sometime like that. It wasn't a bad film.
It was actually a part four. I don't know if you can remember part four. It was a little girl instead of Damien.
Oh, was it? That sounds more accurate, to be honest.
Right. What's your next choice?
Okay, so I'm just going to cross out Damien because you've stolen that one from me. Cheating.
Look at you. I can hear you scratching that out in anger.
Oh, wait. I am actually doing it. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go for a film.
Okay.
Originally was done in 1978, remade in 2004, and that is Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead. Lovely.
Got to be done.
Yeah.
George classic. A. Romero classic.
Oh, right. Now, I've got two other choices here, and I can only pick one. Oh. And I've left these two to last because I was convinced you were going to pick one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you love The Shining.
Why haven't you chosen
The Little
Boy? Oh, what?
Danny Torrance.
What an idiot I am.
Or Dr. Loomis.
God, yeah.
From Halloween. Oh, now what do we go with? Go on, I'm going to let you choose.
Danny Torrance, sorry.
Okay, we'll go Danny Torrance.
It's got to be, although Loomis is a great character.
Loomis is an iconic character. Oh, this
is
hard.
I can't believe I didn't pick it.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I left that one to last because I thought, oh, no, you won't pick that one.
No. What joke I am.
So there you go. So it's Dracula, Damien, Danny Torrance, and Dawn of the Dead.
Four great picks, though.
Another. It's E next week.
Oh, it's going to be a hard one.
Oh, I get stuck with Evil Dead.
Oh, straight away, yeah.
Exorcist. Oh, shit.
Oh, no, this is going to actually be hard, isn't it?
Ooh. Oh, Christ.
Yeah, okay.
I'll stress over that next week. Yeah, so there you go. So I'll put that on Twitter. Start voting now. Thank right. Our classic. They Live.
Yeah, they do.
They Live.
They do.
What do these things want, and why are they here?
You still don't get it, do you?
They have recruited the rich and the powerful.
They're running the whole show.
Wake up! They're all about you, all around you. Blind on us for the truth.
Take a look. They are safe as long as they are not discovered.
I don't know what they are or where they came from, but we gotta stop them.
Stay away from me.
Put these on.
They have us.
Look at them. They're everywhere.
We have no other choice.
I don't like this one bit.
Leave it alone, man. It ain't none of my business. Ain't none of yours.
We have been lulled into a trance.
Listen to what I'm saying to you.
We're in trouble. The whole world is in trouble.
Control us!
You're sending some kind of signals.
Now, have you seen it before?
Right.
Until this week.
I know I've seen it when I was young, because, I mean, it's an 80s film, isn't it? I've forgot my notes. 1988, actually. So I would have been...
It's iconic, isn't it?
I know I've watched it, but I think I was probably so freaked out by those faces.
Yeah.
That I've never watched it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Most so definitely. It was nice because it felt like I was almost watching it for the first time. I couldn't really remember the storyline. Then you said there was a wrestler involved and it kind of put me
Rowdy
off a little
Roddy
bit.
Rowdy Piper.
You know, I'm not a wrestling fan. However, I'll go into it more in a bit, but he was great.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, it felt like I was watching it for the first time.
So it's about a wanderer without any meaning in his life, really.
Yeah.
He discovers a pair of sunglasses capable of showing the world the way it truly is. I mean, it's got a lot of messages, this film, hasn't it? Which is so relevant for today.
It's very, like, the whole obey and very black and white, in your face.
Adverts. You need to buy this, buy this, buy this. You know,
do as you're fucking told.
And we're all guilty of it, aren't we?
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
So as he walks the streets of L.A., Nada notices that both the media and the government are compromised of subliminal messages meant to keep the population subdued. Yeah, so they're trying to get rid of basically all the tramps, all the people that don't, in their eyes, they really don't matter.
Yeah, it's all about the social elite, isn't it?
So he discovers this, and then he teams up with his friend, who he also meets later on, and he fights to free humanity from the mind-controlling aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting one, wasn't it?
One of your favourites, isn't it?
It's up there. I mean, I don't think it did really well at the box office, but it's a John Carpenter film. There's a female with John Carpenter. A lot of his films really didn't do well at first.
Yeah.
Like this, Halloween 3, Christine, but they've all got, people love them now.
But didn't he use a pseudonym when he actually released it? He didn't release it under John Carpenter.
Oh, right, okay. I don't know.
No, apparently not. He used a different name.
Right, okay.
Found that quite interesting. But yeah, as we all know now, it's a classic John Carpenter film.
Yeah.
I know it more because of the merchandise that is literally everywhere. I mean, the merchandise itself is absolutely great. I'm now actually a fan of the film as well.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
I mean, over the merch, it's only started to emerge in the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think there's like, all kinds out there. It's really taking off anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going nuts.
Nice. I have got a few little things. I think I sent you a picture in the week.
Yeah.
Which is a lady alien and a man alien.
Yeah.
They've got like a blue face, haven't they? It's really weird.
Very iconic face, isn't it? Because you don't actually see it in colour for most of the film.
No.
So that's, it's black and white all through the film, and then at the end you kind of get to see the reality of the colour, and it's very like blue and red and in your face. And I have got my eye on the Trick or Treat studio mask. But yeah, I have to have it. It has to be done. It's brilliant.
All the masks are good, aren't they?
But yeah, it's the eyes, I think. Their eyes are really freaky.
Yeah, so on release it got really, really terrible reviews from critics.
Nah,
who lambasted its social commentary, and but it's got a cult following now.
Yeah, massive cult following.
It's now regarded as many as a largely underrated piece of work, you know.
I thought it was just so clever. Okay, the acting wasn't great. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. The special effects are a little bit iffy in places, but it's an 80s film. Like I said to the one before, you kind of love it and accept it for what it is.
Yeah.
But the storyline itself was absolutely so unique, and it was so clever, and it was so relevant to what we kind of live within.
Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah, definitely.
That it made it absolutely brilliant.
Definitely.
Loved it.
I love his line. I've come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Yeah. What he's going to be cool, isn't he, Piper, in this?
He's a really cool character. I did a bit of reading about him, and I know I feel bad for like condemning him straight away because he was a wrestler. I thought he was actually really good. But when John Carpenter took him on as an actor, he said to him, I want you to write the backstory for your character, but never show me it. And he never did. He never showed anybody this backstory. Okay. So there is a backstory to the character.
Yeah.
And it's gone to the grave with him.
Oh, yeah.
So nobody will ever know.
Sadly, he died.
Was
it 2016? It was not too long ago, was it?
Yeah. So that was...
As a fan in the end... Yeah, definitely. As a fan of wrestling in the 80s, I remember Piper well. And what Piper would do, he would talk. He was more of a talker than a wrestler.
Yeah.
And he was just interesting. And I think you can see that in that film. He is an interesting guy, isn't he?
He's got some charisma about him, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He has got a bit of a sparkle in his eye. And but the thing I think I messaged you about it, the one thing that did make me laugh is the fight scene.
Okay.
Mm.
So it lasted nearly 6 minutes.
It went on forever. And I kind of feel they did that as there's going to be a lot of wrestling fans watching this. Let's give them something to enjoy.
Possibly.
I don't know. It kind of felt like they were doing it for the wrong reasons. But maybe that's just the cynic in me.
But yeah, it lasted nearly 6 minutes. And apparently in the street that it happened, it was in like an alley, wasn't it?
Yeah.
there's loads of artwork in that alley of them two fighting. It's become like an iconic place to go and take your picture.
I want
to
go. That sounds really cool. Although it went on a bit, it was a laugh. It was good.
It's quite funny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't you die?
Yeah.
So he met this girl. This made me laugh. Oh. So he met this girl.
Yeah, go on.
He kidnapped her, basically, didn't he?
Yes.
He wanted to hide. He wanted to tell her about these aliens. She literally threw him out of a window. And it was a tall, tall window. I mean, he's done well there.
Yeah.
And then, say, 45 minutes then into the film, he meets her again.
Mm-hmm.
Not angry.
No.
Actually, quite in love with her. And tries
fucking
to save
weirdo,
her.
Weirdo, isn't it?
Until she screws him over again. I mean...
Yeah, I think the dynamic between them was... I don't know about you, but if someone threw me out of a window, I'd have something to say about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
definitely.
Just look lovingly into her eyes with a little twinkle.
Yeah,
definitely. Hey, babe.
Look, I'm a big fan of Piper, but his acting in this wasn't the best. But
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't the best, but he did have that charisma, and I kind of did enjoy it a little bit.
He makes the film.
He was kind of like proper 80s action man when they were running down corridors with their big guns, and it was very like Terminator-ish kind of action, wasn't it? It was weird.
He never really made it as a star.
He probably should have done, though.
Because if you look at his filmography, he's done tons.
Anything I didn't know?
No.
Oh, no, okay.
It is his standout piece of work.
That's his one, okay, that's his one claim to fame.
But Joy, I'm glad you liked it.
I did. I'm probably not actually selling it as much as I want to do, because I actually did sit there and go, I am actually loving this. I think it's really, really clever.
Yeah.
And even now, those faces are really freaky.
Yeah. Still works, doesn't it?
It kind of still works, yeah.
Like I say, only in the last couple of years, the merchandise has just been flowing out. There's all kinds out there.
I need another cabinet. Yeah. I do. Yeah, it's got to be done. But
So
what a lovely double dose of 80s for me that was.
Yeah, there you go.
Loved it.
I don't know how we got away with it.
No.
Because, of course, I have a new film, but...
Who cares?
I did.
I'll treat you to a new film this week. It'll be fine.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. Right, how are we scoring this?
Oh, it's got to be high for me. It is. Yeah. I mean, it is a cult classic, and it's a cult classic for a reason, because it's flipping marvellous, actually.
Sure is.
It's the only words I can think of right now to describe it.
It's iconic.
I'm going to go 8.7.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Enjoyed that one.
I'm going to go 8.5.
Good scores.
8.5.
Both good scores.
Right.
Mm.
Next week. What have you got for us, Emma?
I mean, I've got to do it. I don't know if you've heard, Andrew, but there's a new film coming out on Netflix.
Is there? On Friday?
Have you ever heard of A Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No.
Have you not? Oh, no. You'll love.
Go on.
Yeah, so the new one is out on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, on Netflix. I'm really excited. So I said to my other half last night, I said, right, Friday night, we're going to watch a film. And he just looked at me straight away. We went,
oh, horror.
Yeah, he said, what crap are we watching? I said, the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He says, you can put it on, but I'll be playing on my phone. I was like, right, okay. So I have permission to watch it on Friday, but he'll be distracted. But
lovely.
Yeah. And old film, classic.
Yeah.
I've got to do it. Got to be done. We're going back to the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. We're going to have a Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I was kind of hoping you'd do that.
Best. We've got to. I mean, the new one is the carry on from the first one. So,
yeah, it's a direct sequel. So, it's
got to be done.
Really popular in horror films at the moment is timelines.
Yeah. It gets very confusing, though.
It does. So, I looked at the Texas Chainsaw Massacre timeline, and there's four. There's four times. Like, so
it's like Halloween, isn't it? It's just all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is a new timeline. This is straight from the original.
I like that.
Yeah.
Simple.
Are you a fan?
I am a big fan of the original. I can't wait to watch it again.
Yeah.
I believe the film Leatherface, I think I remember enjoying that. I kind of feel like I need to watch them all again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a classic.
Have you seen part two?
Probably, but I can't remember it.
Love that one. I think that's my favourite. Yeah, that's my favourite.
Okay, I might have to do that as well then.
Yeah, so there you go. A Chainsaw Massacre week.
Yeah, the original and the new release.
Lovely. Looking forward to that.
Good, good, good.
I need to ask before you go, because I just need to know. Have you got any merch?
No.
No, I haven't.
I'm so poor, Andrew. No, I I think I will get back into it once my horror room is back up and running this weekend. I'll send you some pictures, you can tweet them, and everyone can see all the stuff I've wasted my money on. but the only thing I bought a nice little settee for my horror room so I can sit back and watch Netflix and enjoy. That's the only thing I've bought.
Lovely.
How about you?
What have I bought this week? I have pre-ordered. Yeah, this is a big one, actually. Is it a horror? It's a poster of the Addams Family.
Cool, cool.
Signed by Angelica Houston.
Oh, she's phenomenal.
Christina Ricci.
She is phenomenal.
And Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, god damn.
I mean, that's it's a centerpiece, that, isn't it?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so jealous.
I'll send you a picture.
So I've got my Killer Clowns. I don't care.
Yeah, can't wait to stick that up. I'm going to go and do that right now.
Absolutely.
Anyway, all, thanks for listening.
See you next week.
We'll join you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Join us next week as we will be reviewing the new Chainsaw Massacre film on Netflix. We will also be looking back at the classic, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and look at our Facebook page.